Welcome to the Breathe With Neil podcast.
Harish Nelakela.
Welcome to the Breathe With Neil podcast.
Anuwa Derita.
Welcome to the Breathe With Neil podcast.
So I'm walking down the side passage of our house. Our house was built about 100 years ago. So it has all these strange little anomalies, like a side passage that runs around the corners of the house and down to this very important place. A garage, like an old school garage, that just about fits one tiny car, I'm sure. I'll take the lock off. Because I want to bring you into this very important place for me and Josie. In this garage, I turn on the lights. We have beautiful lights and like fairy lights across the ceiling. In here is the home of the Vortex. Now, the Vortex is under lock and key, so I'm just going to get the key now. The Vortex is my beloved ice bath. And it's called the Vortex because getting into it is like getting into some other dimension. It just changes everything. You move into another dimension. It is an old freezer, industrial freezer. Hold on, I'm just trying to get it open here. An old industrial freezer, which I ordered, way too big. I got the dimensions wrong. It's 7.5 feet long and about 1.5 feet wide. And I'm opening it now. And in it is about 500 litres of freezing cold water and about 150 kgs of ice sitting in it. So you might be able to hear this. That is my hand going through the ice bath. And the ice. I have a big metal stick here that I use to mix it like a massive cocktail. The Vortex is a huge part of our life. The cold is a huge part of our life. Myself and Josie and the children, the teenagers get into the cold now a little bit as well. And it's a massive part of our life because it has helped us deal with many things. The first thing we turned to the cold for was to help us deal with grief. Unfortunately, we have had lots of that in our life, and grief was the first thing that we really needed help with. And the cold was there to help us find a sense of joy in our life again and to find a sense of calm in our life again. And since then, it has been a constant companion there for us when we needed to feel energized, there for us when we needed to improve our health, there for us. For me particularly, I use it all the time to let go of whatever difficult things I might be struggling with. And it's because of that and its importance that I have started to teach people to be ice bath teachers. I feel that the cold can be a force for good in our lives. And that's really what my second book overall called The Power of Cold is all about, that the cold can be a force for good in our lives. So it can improve our health, it can improve our mental health, it can give us more meaning and perspective and clarity in our lives. So that is really why I am now helping people to be skilled and compassionate ice bath teachers. So they can fully explore the cold safely for themselves, and they can also take it then and share with other people. Because many years ago, when we used to get into the older versions of the Vortex and we'd go to the sea, very few people were getting into the sea. And then all of a sudden there was massive changes like COVID. People woke up to the cold, and now millions and millions and millions of people are in the cold every single day. But I just feel for some people, they're making the effort already. But if they had a little bit more understanding and experience, they'd get way more benefits, bigger impact, more meaning, better health from the effort they're already making. So for me, the helping people to be ice bath teachers is so, so very important. Because also, besides all those great things, the cold is the greatest test of our breathing. Finding our place in the cold is a breathing exercise. If we really want to test our ability to breathe and to find the sense of calm. I'm just locking the vortex there. We need to test it in the cold. And of course, all those other great benefits are ours as well from the cold. It improves our immunity, reduces stress, reduces inflammation, reduces pain. Science is only catching up now to the importance of the cold. So if you want to explore the cold more deeply, or if you already get into the cold and you want to understand it in a way that helps you get the most from your experience and to be able to teach that safely to other people, then you'll be interested in our ice bath teacher training. I'll include a link below. If you're interested, sign up to our mailing list and I will send you emails with all the information you need to know. Where it's on, how much it costs, the syllabus, what you'll learn, all the benefits. So hopefully then you can learn how to use the cold for a force, as a force for good in your life, and also as a force for good in the lives of those people around you, your friends, your family, and your community.